AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama has rejected Keystone XL's application to build an oil pipeline. President Obama is making that announcement right now at the White House. And the president's supporters of the pipeline are expected to challenge his decision in court, and the Republican-controlled Congress may try to override the president, although those efforts have previously failed. After 2 months of weak hiring numbers, the government says 271,000 jobs were added last month. It means the Federal Reserve will finally raise a key interest rate next month. Wells Fargo chief economist John Silva says the unemployment rate also dropped to 5%, and wages are up.
There's a clear acceleration going on. When we look back at June, we see that the year-over-year wage gains were at 2%.
The reaction on Wall Street: stocks are lower. The Dow is down 29 points. Six people were killed in a charter bus crash early this morning near Little Rock, Arkansas. Highway Patrol Major Mike Foster says the bus crashed into a concrete barrier.
The bus continued along the barrier until it struck the North Hills overpass. And then after that, that is when the bus continued on a few hundred more feet before it stopped.
Police in Little Rock say there's no indication drugs or alcohol were involved in the crash. Police in Richmond, Kentucky say a police officer who was shot while searching an apartment for a robbery suspect has died. That suspect is now in custody. Russian President Vladimir Putin is stopping all flights to Egypt from Russia. It follows the crash last week of a Russian plane in the Sinai Peninsula. The move is expected to devastate Egyptian tourism. A 15-year-old student at Berkeley High School in California has admitted posting a racist message that set off a huge student walkout yesterday. There's a report the student will likely be turned over to juvenile probation for any charges. This is AP Radio News. The latest spacewalk outside the International Space Station is expected to wrap up soon.
I kicked your hand with that, but really no room for me to get over that.
Just need to tighten up my DOT here a little bit.
Scott Kelly and Kel Lindgren are doing some plumbing work and have had to deal with leaking ammonia. And there's some minor damage to their gloves. Mission Control is stressing the astronauts are in no danger during their spacewalk. Toyota is investing $1 billion in a research company it is setting up in Silicon Valley to develop robotics and artificial intelligence. Gil Pratt is a Toyota technical advisor.
Japan is a wonderful society where there is tremendous bonding between people. The idea that we are all responsible for each other and social good. I thought that working with Toyota was actually the best choice.
Repeating our top story, President Obama has rejected Keystone XL's application to build an oil pipeline. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.